This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Of course, that's not going to play just because I wanted to, so let's do it this way. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. If it's going to play, is it going to play?
100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
I'm getting sort of upset with this weather. Getting sort of upset with this weather because I can't go out and go shoot because it's like Vietnam. Raining every day nearly. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay. Okay. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Tatiana Whitlock and Tiffany Johnson, I believe her name is, with the, I don't know who she's with, but that's the weaponized woman. And then Dean Weingarten in the third hour. So good stuff coming up, but for right now, it's just me and you. So for those of you, I don't anticipate becoming an open carrier anytime soon. But, I wonder if with an open carry, if you're open carrying a weapon, if active retention is necessary for outside the waistband and open carrier. Because there is a, we have seen recently a limited number of incidents where an open carrier has been assaulted and deprived of their pistol. So does it happen? Was it the Antifa? Somebody was trying to go for a cop's gun. A lot of times that people go after cops' guns, and they have active retention on their holsters. So it's very hard to get a cop's gun. But what is active retention? Active retention is a retention device on a holster that has to be manually disengaged in order to draw the pistol from the holster. In times gone by, it was almost the only thing holding it in. In the 19th century, pistol holsters for belt carry were either open top or military-style flap, and the latter featured a snap-locked flap that draped over the gun, and the former was, you know, a little more than a leather pouch about the same size as the gun. What held it in was a bit of a tight fit around the frame of the trigger guard and, of course, gravity. Then, in the 1930s, rancher, tracker, and lawman Tom Three Persons collaborated with the S.D. Mears Saddle Company to create a new holster design. The Three Persons holster, or Three Persons rig, featured an open trigger guard and with a loop that went over the hammer. And this provided a little more retention than a simple leather pouch, but fast enough access if things went sideways. A hammer strap with a snap button attachment would later be added, and the Three Persons rig superseded by the Jordan holster design created by U.S. BP officer and Marine Corps veteran Bill Jordan. I remember reading his stuff a long time ago. In the 1950s, lawman and holster designer maker John Bianchi created the thumb brake snap design, which is still common today. Since then, active retention has evolved considerably. What are the basic devices? How do they work? Most active retention devices break into two categories, trigger guard catches and straps that cover the back of the gun. The former are fairly simple. The holster has a lever arm with a bump on it that catches inside the trigger guard. In order to draw the pistol, the lever has to be actuated. The lever's placement depends on the holster design, some located at the top of the holster itself, requiring the user's index finger to actuate it. Others have it been in between the belt and the top of the holster, requiring the draw hand thumb to actuate it. And some, like a level 3 holster, required for police duty, feature both. I don't like those. I just don't like them. Some are push release, that you push down toward the ground. Others require manipulation with the trigger finger or trigger hand middle finger. And it all depends on who makes it. They are effective, as the pistol cannot be pulled free of the holster. But I don't like them. The latter likewise takes different forms. The oldest were the hammer loops and the two straps featured on the three persons and the Jordan rigs. Then the strap, and then the thumb snaps, and then the things that snap over the hammers are some that are designed to snap over the hammer. But thumb snaps, unless they're the kind that you pull up, are not retention. If they're the kind that you stick your thumb down and draw your gun out of the holster with, somebody can do. I've had that done to me. When I got my first holster like that, I thought that I had done the right thing, and a police officer showed me just how easy it was to get a hold of my gun. So, to that end, I had that issue. But, anyway, these have all been replaced in modern duty holsters with slide hoods. Sometimes these are made of rubber and or plastic, and they cover the rear of the slide of the striker-fired pistol. The user pops it with a thumb as they get a firing grip on the gun. And there's still a limited number of people out there who produce three persons and Jordan rigs, but the thumb brake is still a very popular accessory on leather outside the waistband holsters. I just wouldn't use one. Listen to that. Isn't that just lovely? Anyway, I prefer active retention devices on the interior of the holster, which is to say between the holster and my hip, and that are thumb actuated. And that makes deactivating the retention device intuitive, because you're sticking your hand that way anyway. You cannot use your thumb to grip the gun in the beginning. So, you know, that seems to me to be the best way to go about it. Now, then comes the question, do you actually need active retention? For the typical citizen, not unless you're open carrying. And, you know, if you're open carrying, you're going to be, people would say, well, not if you're, unless you're open carrying out in the public or indoor or in the outdoors, which isn't everything else just home carrying? In public, it's a very good idea to have the pistol as secure as possible, and certainly if you're going to traipse around the backcountry in an active fashion. But retention of your weapon is crucial. Level 1 is just passive retention from the holster itself. Level 2 is passive retention plus at least one active retention device. Level 3 has two active retention devices, and then level 4 has three in addition to passive retention in the holster itself. A few people have been strong-armed out of their pistol. They've been targeted. This is why many police officers are mandated to wear level 3 or 4 retention holsters. Military personnel wear either level 2 or level 3. And so do armed security guards and armored truck personnel. And this is up to you to decide. If you have a holster that's custom molded for the pistol you're carrying, the features adjustable passive retention, you can get quite the hold on a gun by tightening it down. But in those circumstances, an active retention device is a good idea, because if it's hard for them to draw your pistol, it'll be hard for you to draw your pistol as well. Whatever you settle on, you're going to have to train with it. So if you go to a class, take that with you too. And that's all we need. Drill on the draw, and then do it some more. And you have to be able to pull your pistol out. You have to have it present in order to defend yourself with it. Let's start. We're just starting it out that way, shall we? I think so. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, the home of Providence. Go check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, if their behavior at the Kavanaugh hearings that they engineered with a hoax accusation did not convince people of the absolute unscrupulousness, of the Democratic Party, the clown show the Democrats put on this past week will. The president was out of the country and on a crucial foreign policy mission, and the Democrats colluded with Tom Steyer and low-life Clinton operative Lanny Davis to once more try to convince the public that Trump should be impeached. So to that end, in one of the most stupid moves I've ever seen in my life, they brought a convicted perjurer who's going to jail for lying to Congress to testify to Congress. And that, you know, Michael Cohen. So, to testify to, quote, crimes, end quote, committed by the president. Cohen admitted that he was prepped for the hearings by the Trump deranged Adam Schiff and Elijah Cummings and Lanny Davis. This happens. Some of these guys do get prepped by whoever's in charge of the committee. Right now, in the House, it would be a Democrat. Yeah. Now, that Cummings allowed this to happen is a sad commentary on his lack of respect for his own committee in the House. And I'm having a lot of trouble not thoroughly enjoying their on-air self-immolation. Cohen spent the day lying again and again and contradicting himself over and over. And the entire spectacle is proof that the Democrat Party, as many have observed, hates the president so much that its members are willing to do great harm to the nation just to get him out of the way. Every Democrat who participated in this pathetic display should be forever ashamed of himself and for all of them who've sullied the offices they hold. Lanny Davis is a man wholly beholden to and joined at the hip with the Clintons, and the fact that he was able to make this happen is bad enough. He likely wrote Cohen's opening and closing speeches, and that Michael Cohen is the Democrat tool is contemptible. He's already been clearly shown to be a relentless self-promoter, a greedy status seeker, and a liar. Nothing he says can be trusted or believed. His oath means nothing. He lacks any hint of ethical sense. He admitted to taping numerous clients without their knowledge, and at the hearing quickly agreed to hand those tapes over if asked, even without those clients' waived privilege, which, by the way, is illegal. So, he'd probably go to jail for that one, too. What makes all of this is a sham characterized by Democrat hypocrisy is the fact of 40 years of Clinton criminality still being swept under the rug, which is probably a large reason why we have the whole Mueller, Russia, Russia, Russia thing happening. The Clintons use their positions of power to enrich themselves with a level of greed that makes Cohen's look like kid stuff. They were never investigated. They were never charged. Everything they ever did was for themselves. Hillary Stennis, Secretary of State, was just a four-year get-rich-quick scheme. She took $145 million from authorizing the sale of the U.S. uranium to Russia. That was only one of her illegal ventures to pad her personal wealth. Remember Haiti? Remember the earthquake that hit Haiti? Clintons robbed Haiti of billions meant for rebuilding that devastated the nation. Chelsea got a nice fancy wedding out of that pile of dough. The D.C. swamp is filled with scoundrels, nearly all of them members of the media and the Democratic Party and the intelligence institutions that were weaponized by Obama. Comey, McCabe, Brennan, and Clapper and the crowd of miscreants at the FBI, the CIA, and the DOJ all colluded to bring down Trump the candidate, and then Trump the president with wholly fabricated accusations, illegal surveillance, and falsified material. And then there are the usual suspects, Schiff, Nadler, Schumer, Pelosi, Waters, etc., who intend to see the president impeached no matter what it takes. And each of them has likely committed much more serious crimes, financial, ethical, constitutional, than Trump ever did. Trump's only been in government for 2 years, going on three. Not one of them has ever, in all of their collective years in office, accomplished a fraction of what Trump has done for the good of America in these 2 short years. So, the Republicans on the committee were stellar, especially Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows. I'd like to see Jim Jordan as a Speaker of the House. I think he would make an outstanding Speaker of the House. His opening speech put the day's event in context. It is a feeble attempt by people who hate Trump so much that they have bled their own characters dry of any shred of class or love of country. It was Meadows who tweeted, "As Michael Cohen speaks, think about how remarkable it is. A man convicted of lying to Congress is now appearing before Congress again just weeks later, invited by the Democrats as their star witness. And all the while, the left hails his every word as gospel. And with this stunt, the Democratic Party has further demeaned themselves." I would say humiliated themselves, but they don't have any shame, so they haven't done that. Meanwhile, the president was in Hanoi trying to get the Norks to denuclearize. India and Pakistan are on the verge of war. Both are nuclear-armed nations. And the Democrats and their handmaidens in the media are busy pretending Cohen's testimony is valid. It isn't. He's just this week's Punchinello of the imploding Democratic Party. I have been watching all the notifications I get on my iPhone from various news sources. Like, I like Wired magazine because of the tech stuff. I like tech stuff. Except tech stuff always, the tech people that are in it always have to wax politically. And, you know, it would be different if they were out there and they actually had any semblance of knowledge of what they're talking about. But getting out there and constantly just being a minor bird and repeating word for word the talking points that they hear. I work against gun control, dudes. I hear this all the time. This is not original thought coming from you. This is repeating what you hear. This does not mean that you know what you're saying. And the problem is if you're going to get out there and make those kind of statements, you better know what you're talking about, because otherwise you're going to look, you know, there's going to come a moment when you're going to look awfully stupid, and well, here you have the Democrats out there trying to, at all costs, get Trump. We'll see, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a promise to the CPAC crowd near Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall.
And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done,
We're going to build it all.
Investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what led to a shooting at a West Palm Beach VA hospital. Former VA employee and current patient Elisa Darcy tells WPTV she's had concerns about the hospital and safety for a long time.
I think security measures need to be implemented. I think more mental health staff needs to be provided after hours.
A 59-year-old double amputee vet is accused of opening fire at the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. I've got a Reformation here, and I have a I've got the 7.5-inch Reformation gun here, and I've got the PDW-C11, and I can't go shoot because everything's a muddy bog. Some of you are going to say, oh, but you could go shoot, Bill. But I'm not. But it's coming. Oh, it's coming. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So then, this is the latest thing. This is the latest thing to gin up some more identity politics. This has been sort of laying around dormant, but, you know, the Senator Willie Brown side piece and Senator Spartacus have decided to do something that even Pantsuit never dared to do. They've come out in favor of reparations. Reparations is the notion that a bunch of people who are not guilty of slavery owe money to people who were not slaves for some reason that never quite gets explained, but that you're racist for wondering about. This horrific idea is not shockingly really unpopular with the majority of people who did not do anything wrong but are expected to cut a check. It is very popular with the leftist activists driving the out-of-control clown car that is today's Democrat Party. The Dem candidates are not crazy, and their plan has no doubt to gaslight the social justice warrior suckers with this nonsense during the primaries to win the nomination. Once that mission is accomplished, they will pull the old just kidding when it comes time to campaign on the battered, opioid-shattered Midwestern states like Ohio and Michigan, where the besieged white working-class voters would be surprised to learn how privileged they are, as well as how in debt to people they never did anything wrong to. Or maybe not, I don't know. I mean, leftists are both incredibly dumb and morally bankrupt, and perhaps they would actually push for an un-American racial spoil system where you receive or pay cash because of something your great, you know, figured five-generation grandpa was or was not. But let's get beyond how this whole idea is an atrocity that makes a mockery of everything Americans believe in. Let's figure out how it's actually supposed to work. And I have questions. I have a lot of questions. So let's take me and my family and see how this works out in practice. On the surface, I'm pretty much near the bottom of their hierarchy of racial grievances. My father's family were sharecroppers, and my mother's family did not come over here till my mother was a little girl from the UK. So my, you know, the Fradys, we were never a group of well-to-do landowners, although the Frady family at large, and I'm not my family particularly, we all came from one guy who was a Hessian mercenary during the Revolutionary War. But at one point, some of the Fradys actually owned the land that the Biltmore House sits on today. So I guess there could be a case made for we were just, you know, just swimming in it. But my father's family were sharecroppers. So, you know, back in 1984, when I was hip deep in snow with a 40-mile crosswind blowing across me, and it was going blowing the back of my jacket up and everything else, and I was standing guard over something I couldn't even see. I did not have a solid understanding of the windfall of privilege that was bequeathed to me. And nor was it readily apparent when I was a private, you know, in basic training, except when the drill sergeant would say, you know, I'm not going to punch you today. Now, my privilege is clearly the only reason I'm a talk show host, obviously. The fact that, you know, the way I got into radio was somebody thought it'd be a good idea to give it to me, to put it in my face, and, you know, they stuck one in my face, and I'm just sitting there, and just a few days ago, I was delivering stuff, and here I am, I've got to become a radio host. So I had to, you know, make that pivot really quick. So you might think that I need to pay full reparations freight, but hold on. So first of all, do I get a break from my mother's side of the family? Because they didn't get here till the 50s, I think. Maybe the late 40s, I'm not sure. It was after World War II. You know, since there were no Fradys here prior to the Revolutionary War, and since we didn't even spell our name that way when we got here. Anyway, I digress. So, knowing all of this stuff, and my children are... So, how much do we owe? Or do we get something back? And what about other people? What about those Nigerian guys hired by Juicy Smollett? Do they get any money? Do they owe any money since they're sort of entrepreneurial migrant immigrant innovators doing jobs Americans just won't do, like helping fake hate crimes for oppressed dudes making $65,000 a week? And what's Juicy Smollett owed by, say, an Illinois truck driver whose ancestors came over from Cork during the potato famine? I just want to know how all this works. But, of course, it doesn't work because it's stupid. It's not merely stupid. It's the antithesis of justice. The very idea that these factors entitle or obligate you to anything is staggeringly immoral, which explains its eager embrace by the Democrats, I guess. So let's put petty concerns about not being thoroughly evil aside and focus on practical questions. Like exactly does What exactly does this pigmentation fine windfall buy us? I mean, if we do this reparations thing, are we done? Are we finished with racial strife? What exactly are we expecting after the checks clear? Everyone knows that if you have a AAA insurance claim for your auto, they make you sign a release that says, essentially, hey, for this $1,500, you release all your claims and you can never sue for more. Lawyers use releases all the time in settlements. It's called buying your peace, and once you pay off a settlement, the beef is finished, the dispute is resolved, and everybody's even. Is that how this would work? Is the whole leftist racial okey-doke over with forever once the reparations get paid? Are we going to stop hearing stuff like, hey, you in the MAGA hat, you're exercising your white privilege? You know, we're going to hear that? Not likely. These professional racial con men are never going to give up their grift, and reparations one will inevitably be followed by reparations two, the revenge. And what will resolve the racial divisions in this country is not a cash transfer, but a return to the Judeo-Christian values and principles of our Constitution that recognizes the worth and dignity of each individual based upon his or her character, as well as a total repudiation of this racial hucksterism that is destroying our culture. So, until we reject the ethnic scammers and professional bigots, because it's those guys who owe all of us reparations. They owe us. They owe you. Juicy Smollett owes you. But I don't want their money. I don't want their money. I want them to stop trying to poison the pool of America. I want them to stop trying to destroy my country. And if they keep pushing it hard enough, well, we'll get to that in the next segment, because it's already begun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor. Did I say alive? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I have often said things about the undeclared Civil War, the Cold Civil War. I give you this to consider. I think the undeclared Cold Civil War began and has been going on since 2009. Its opening shots were fired by Barack Obama when he stated, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." Now, most of this country is center-right, and they never considered America a place that needed any sort of transformation. Most people can think of some things that they might would change if they got a chance, but few believe the nation needs to be torn down and rebuilt. Obama failed, but the left soldiers on in that quest for a new America remade in their image. When Obama went on his world apology tour, he wasn't apologizing for America. He was apologizing for Americans. And this is the essence of this second war. The leftists are demigods who believe they are American, that anyone who does not believe in them cannot lay legitimate claim to this country as their own. So, yeah, all you got to do is watch the House Judiciary Committee, and you can see this war has begun. The opening skirmish was the Obama presidency itself, which history is going to see as a failure. despite what the media would have you believe in the here and the now. He did pass Obamacare, or he signed them. Pelosi got that done, Pelosi and Reid, and Dodd-Frank, and they overregulated and ruled by executive diktat to the great media claim. Of course, that's not good now. Yet Obamacare and Dodd-Frank have been whittled away by legislation and judicial rulings, while Trump has prioritized deregulation and reversed a whole lot of the Obama illegal executive orders. The second phase of the Civil War was the 2016 presidential election, when Clinton, Obama's chosen successor, lost to a television personality that nobody took seriously as a candidate. And Trump won despite the Obama administration conspiring with the Clinton campaign to steal the election. And he has remained as president even as that conspiracy fundamentally transformed into the failed coup attempt that happened within the deep state to try to depose him that way. Trump's presidency has been the third battle, and with his string of successes, we can say that that battle is being won. And despite the near universal acrimony and condemnation among the media and the Democrats and the left, and the list goes on and on. But we can also ask it, what difference does that make? Because the left never stops. They never sleep. They never quit. They're chipping away at this nation with their policies. This is a war of attrition, and we Americans are the ones they want to see dead, to die, to stop, to be attrited. So, like, their open borders policy is effectively importing a newer electorate, one guaranteed to vote for them. The left agrees with Obama. There's nothing wrong with America. It's the damn Americans. So they're going to drown the conservative vote with some new Democrats. Whenever you see these guys getting out there saying, well, they'll peck the court. That's, you know, they're going to drown the court. And, you know, sure, of course they want to do that. Of course they want to do that. It's the same with their policy of everything should be free. And why would anybody vote for anybody who promises equal opportunity if somebody else promises a guaranteed better outcome? Now see, during the Cold War and when I was a kid, the big fear was nuclear winter. But that became global warming, which then became climate change. And that became, well, we want total control over everything, which, you know, anybody's ever listened to the end of this show, is that something new to you? The reason why Democrat candidates for presidency so quickly signed on to the AOC Green New Deal is its promise of comprehensive control over every aspect of your life, and I mean every one of them. They're going to eliminate the planes, trains, and automobiles. They're going to keep you close to home and your job. They'll keep you close to your job, or for those unwilling to work in their basement enjoying their universal basic income. Dependent people without mobility are easier to control. This is where what I'm telling you is going to get dark. So prepare for the dimness. The 2020 election looms as the next battle, and it will be hard fought because the Democrats have myriad policies that may sound great, but they're really all about control. They have always been masters of, urinating down your leg and telling you that it's raining. And they don't need to trick us into acquiescence, because even should Trump win without a complete reversal by the Democratic Party, without a renewed free and fair media, and a return to the principles upon which this nation was founded, this war will continue. And then it becomes simply a matter of time. Because there will come a time in the future, after 2024, possibly 2024 itself, possibly Pence wins 4 years, I don't know. But one day, the left will win the presidency, or the House, or the Senate, or all three. When that happens, everything changes. Everything changes when that happens. Because when that happens, this civil war is going to go hot, because the Democrats are going to come for our guns, and armed citizenry is a free citizenry, and they can't have that. We got 330 million plus people here. We have anywhere between 450 and 660 million guns. Any effort to seize them will call for the total mobilization of our armed forces, city and state police, and the National Guard. People are not going to turn in their guns, and the politicians who think they will do so are being naive, Swalwell. So fighting will surely occur as the forces of the regime go door to door to take them. Many of those empowered to confiscate weapons won't obey orders. Defections will be common. They'll come to our side. Soon we'll have Bradleys, and we'll have Apaches, and we'll have police officers and sheriff's deputies. And there will be fighting in the streets, limited at first, but it will soon break out into open rebellion. The regime will become increasingly strident. Many states will refuse to comply. And using Democratic-run sanctuary cities as the example of state nullification of federal law, there'll be a lot of talk of secession. And, the ruling leftists, of course, will be surprised. Like Eric Swalwell said, well, people would do this because they're law-abiding. So they'll be surprised, and the orders will be given to the remaining loyalist forces to put down the rebellion. Now, I have my own forecast as to how long that would last. But depending on where all of this fighting would occur, if it occurs, say, in New York State, in Illinois, anywhere where you have a big population center, you can expect a death toll that will exceed the entirety of our Civil War of the 1860s. Some of you want to believe that this can't happen here. And history is replete with examples of places that no longer exist where people believed it can't happen here. It can. And in the future, there's going to be a circumstance that is going to come into view where it probably is going to. And it's easier now if you just simply say to yourself, I need to open my eyes, because it has already begun. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.